Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4, packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
All right, guys, it's Jim Costa from Cash the Ticket. And if you're betting college football bowl games, and that can be a dicey endeavor, we're the podcast for you. We're releasing breakdowns for every matchup with new episodes dropping almost every day. Subscribe to Cash the Ticket on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
97.1 FM Talk. On demand audio.
Welcome back to the Annie Fry Show. Love that song. Thank you for being with us on a beautiful Friday afternoon. It's the holiday season, and we are so grateful that you're spending a little bit of your afternoon hustling and bustling right here with the Annie Fry Show. Stewie's in studio with us. Stewie, how you doing?
Good. How are you all doing?
We're doing well. Ryan, how are you? You get like 3 seconds to answer that question.
Not as good as Stewie.
Not as good as Stewie?
No.
Who is?
He seems like he's doing real well, and I'm just doing a little below that.
So still good, though.
Yeah, still good.
You look good.
Thank you very much.
Oh, there
you
go. Stop.
Thank you. You know what? You look great, though. I look good, but you look great.
Don't do that. The show ends at 3, guys. Stewie is my friend, sponsor of the show from Stewart's American Mortgage. I have refinanced my mortgage 2 times with Stewie, both times to get a lower interest rate, and I've got one of those really good low ones right now. They're not as low as they used to be, Stewie.
No, that was artificial, but you took advantage when you could.
Well, you told me to, so I did.
There you go.
I'm glad. I think you've saved me a lot of money. Stewie, I think that, you know, when people think back to how long did we spend, how many years, you would probably know better than anyone, Stewie, did we say like historic low interest rates? Because they just kept becoming historically low.
It was outrageous. It was artificial.
Why was it? Why were they so low?
The government was very, very worried about the overall economy. We were in uncharted territory. So here we are in a situation, everybody's staying home. The economy could potentially collapse. There was no liquidity in the bond market, which drives interest rates. People weren't buying bonds. Nobody knew what was going to happen. So all of a sudden, the Federal Reserve came in. They started buying these mortgage-backed securities, these bonds. And by them buying the bonds, all of a sudden, the interest rates start to drop. So they were afraid that if the interest rates weren't going to be lowered, that all of a sudden people weren't going to stop buying things. They're not working anymore. And boom, they're going to lower it to make sure people had the ability to go borrow and still spend to keep the economy afloat. Now, in hindsight, it was probably a big mistake. So the government infused a lot of cash into the economy at the same time, lowered the interest rates because they were just worried that there was going to be a major collapse. Looking back in it, what did it cause? Inflation. Mm. Huge inflation. So hindsight's 20/20. They didn't do what they were supposed to do, but they didn't know what to do at the time. And you and I took advantage of the opportunities and got those low rates.
Hooray! Except for the pandemic part.
Yes.
So you're saying that the super... This is why I ask you this question. Because people listening right now, a lot of them have had mortgages when the rates... You could get rates in the twos. And they know about these historically low interest rates. And they're looking at rates right now and they're going, I'm going to wait for another one of those twos. And you're telling me that it took an extraordinary amount of circumstances and bad decisions?
Almost 100 years. I mean, the last time we had a pandemic was 1919.
Yeah.
So let's hope
a 100-year thing.
100-year thing.
If you didn't refinance in 1919, man, you were out of luck.
What are the rates on one of those 100-year mortgages?
Well, you know, I think a house then in those days was like $2,000.
I'll take one of those.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know. Just to set the table, Stewie, you know, the mortgage is my biggest bill that I pay. I always say, like, it's got to be your biggest bill. And then I'm thinking, like, well, there are some high rollers out there who pay bigger bills than my mortgage. But for the majority of people listening right now, you look at your finances and the biggest expense you have is what you pay on your mortgage. So any money that you can save on that is a significant amount of money that's going to repeat every month when you make that payment. But it's not realistic. Is what I hear you saying.
2.7 is gone, and we don't want to see it come back. So, I mean, we'd like to have it.
What is a healthy rate?
I would say we're going to see probably in this fives and sixes. It really depends on how the overall economic condition or the climate is. We're kind of used to seeing rates in the fours and fives. And so when it hit 7% and 8%, people went nuts. But if you look over outside of COVID, if you look over historically from the 70s till now, the average rate was 7%. So, and if you talk to your parents or my parents, believe it or not, they were paying rates of 15, 16, 17, 18%. My dad told me he got a 13% mortgage at the time that he bought his house, and he thought that was awesome.
Yeah.
So the rates you see today are lower than overall, but because we're accustomed to seeing the lower numbers, that's where we're at.
How high were, what's the highest we've seen them here since they were small?
The highest,
like in the last five, six years.
I think that we're at the lowest that we've seen in the last 2-3 years right now. So this is a great opportunity, and this is a conversation we have with a lot of our customers right now. Should I wait to refinance? Or we thought the rates were going to be lower right now. What do I do? I think it's a mistake to wait. Yes, they potentially can go lower, but you know, our climate, the political climate, the world climate, there's a lot of unknowns going out there. So people are saying, I don't want to refinance, spend $3,000 in doing it. If you get the bagel loan, there's no closing costs. You refinance right now, especially if you're in the sevens. You refinance right now, you get a lower rate, or you shorten your term with the same payment, and you'll be ahead of the game. Later on, if the rates go down again, guess what? You can do it again.
Which is what I did twice. Yep. And fortunately have one of those in the twos. Ryan, you had a question?
Are we in a position right now, Stewie, where, you know, everybody, everything's sitting right on the precipice? You know, there's a lot of change coming, but it could go either way. You know, we could go into a lot of people saying, well, a recession's around the corner. We've inflated everything for so long. We got to have the bottom drop out at some point. Or reverse, hey, Trump's in office. Good times are going to roll again. Something's going to happen. Does that mean that rates will be affected, or could they just stay where they're at right now?
Well, I think next month the Federal Reserve is going to meet. They're going to probably cut interest rates again 0.25%. Now, yesterday's jobs report was better than expected. So the economy is still doing okay. I think you're going to see them slow down their cuts. But as my grandfather used to say to me, a good old Jewish European grandfather, nobody knows anything. Mm-hmm. And I do believe when the Trump administration comes in, I think you're going to see improvement overall across the board. I think the markets right now are a little bit scared, so the interest rates are higher than what they could be maybe in 6 or 12 months. But you don't know. So that's why you have to take advantage now, refinance that loan now, do the cash out that you need, and then don't worry about what tomorrow is going to bring. If it's improved, you get it done. If it's not improved, you're ahead of the game.
So Ender says, he's one of our frequent commenters on our YouTube channel, Stewie. He says, what does Stewie see for the future in, say, a year or so? I'm mainly window shopping, but would really like interest rates to drop a bit more. So if people are thinking about maybe making a move, I want to build a house. I've told you, I've talked to you about that. I've wanted to build a house, but I'm looking at my interest rate right now, and I'm like, gosh, I don't know if this would be the stupidest financial decision I could make to move into a house that's going to have a more than, well, near twice the rate that I have right now, because it seems like it's almost free money right now. The market's going to be affected. The rates are, I'm sure, going to be affected. What do you say to these people who are just starting to window shop?
Well,
like Ender says,
buy now. This is the slow season traditionally. The winter time, less buyers out there. The sellers are a little more flexible in trying to sell their house. Buy right now. If you wait to spring, which is what everybody wants to do, you're going to be in a situation where the rates are maybe a little bit lower. The bidding wars are going to be outrageous. So the prices are going to shoot up. You'll be lucky to get the house that you want, because there'll be 10, even 20 contracts being presented to that seller. So buy it now. Maybe you pay a little bit higher of an interest rate that you want, but later on, rates go down, you can refinance it for free. So you have more buying power this minute than you're going to have in the spring.
It really does make sense that if, you know, Ender, you're waiting to buy when rates go down, you are not the only one. So if rates do go down, but the market gets flooded with buyers, then purchase price goes up. You might not come out ahead in that setup. So if you find what you're looking for, if you're just window shopping and you do find what you're looking for and you can afford to make that purchase, then you just lock in a bagel loan refinance down the road and you get the lower rate and the lower price on the house.
Yeah, when you just said it, you can refinance for free. That is the reason to buy, because at any point it drops, you go, oh, hey, it's lower.
Let's do it.
And it takes away the fear of buying. You know, I do real estate and stuff. It takes away the fear of buying when rates are high, because you can go, well, it doesn't matter. At least there's going to be less competition while they're high, and I can just refinance for free.
Yeah. Do you remember during COVID and post-COVID, people were buying house without inspection contingencies?
Oh, yeah.
Financing contingencies.
Sight unseen. $20,000,
$30,000 above it. You could see that again. And so you're talking about lowering the rate and lowering the payment. How about you may not even get the house?
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
You know, it's going to be outrageous. And we're predicting that. We're seeing that develop already. By now, this is really a smart way to go.
I've seen just recently, and this has not been more than the last 6 months or so, just starting to finally see houses that aren't saying as is anymore. Because they were up until the middle of last year, they were still at all as is.
It's crazy.
Why would you do anything to the house and fix it up if you're going to get multiple offers?
Exactly.
Above asking price.
That says that, you know, we're finally seeing a little bit move to the buyer's side, a little bit. I don't know if it'll last, but that's where I'm seeing it now.
Yeah, we're seeing like 3 or 4 contracts being presented to a seller versus 10 or 20.
Right.
On those more advantageous houses or attractive houses. But there are houses on the market that aren't moving either. So this is like I say it over and over again, buy it now, because you wait, it's not going to happen. Then people say, oh, yeah, I heard you say this, but I didn't do it, and now I'm stuck.
Yeah.
Sui, I've talked to you a lot about, I did a cash out refinance. One of the times I did a refinance with you, it was cash out because we had a deck on our house that when you walked on it, it swayed back and forth. And it's like a second story walkout.
It was fun.
It was bad. I am not somebody who's like, I have to have the nicest deck in the neighborhood, but I did have to have one that wouldn't fall over. We did a cash out refinance and was able to get the super low rate that we still have right now. But I record credit card debt, Stewie. People are so burdened by credit card debt. And a lot of people have a lot of equity in their home, too, now that maybe they didn't have before because prices are so far up. I think that the peace of mind that can come from addressing the credit card debt that's eating up every dollar that comes in your paycheck, it gets into relationships. It burdens people. It's the holiday season and people are trying to make, we've talked about this a lot on the show since we've been holiday shopping. I cannot believe, like, the sales feel like higher prices than what you would normally buy in like May, just on a regular day. It doesn't feel like you're saving money anywhere right now. That means the credit card's getting swiped even more right now. The cash out refinance of the bagel loan, where you don't have to pay to refinance, like there are no closing costs to do it. You've helped a lot of people manage credit card debt, expenses that they're not able to afford by helping them access that equity in their home.
Oh, we have two great stories, and they're 97.1 Andy Fry listeners all the time. One is a husband wanted to surprise his wife for the holidays, came in, did a cash out refinance. She was kind of oblivious to the financial affairs of the house, so she just signed the papers accordingly, took $50,000 out, some money to pay off credit card bills, but to do a whole brand new kitchen, and that's going to be her holiday present, which was awesome. Her payment, or his payment, went up $5.30. That's it.
Smart move,
it
mister.
It was awesome. His cash flow is in great position. He got this for his wife. So that was one great story.
That also, too, is an investment in the value of your home, too. So,
right, you're
I mean, like,
lose
you're taking
money.
That money out of the equity of your house, but you're putting it back in.
Right.
And you're getting a new fancy kitchen.
Yeah, and she'll be really happy. Happy wife, happy life.
There Amen. You go. So, hear that, Ryan?
Yeah.
What's that?
Happy wife, happy life. The second great story is this couple wanted to buy for his father a 1967 or 68 Corvette. And it was his dream car for years and years and years. The father was in the late 70s, maybe early 80s. And they did a cash out refinance. And for Christmas last year, this is the last year story, they went out and took the cash and bought, and they found the car and they gave it to him on the holiday. Mm-hmm. And their payment actually did not go up. So you have to look at your overall picture, whether you can improve your financial position or not, whether you're at a rate in the sevens and you go to the sixes, or whether or not you go from a 30-year to a 20-year. We had a customer that refinanced from a 30 to a 20. His payment did not go up. He knocked off 8 years on the loan because he's at a higher interest rate than what the 20-year could offer. So there's all kinds of different angles and opportunities to save money. The holiday season's here. New Year's resolutions are starting to be contemplated. Make the move now. Take advantage now. You don't have to worry about what's going to happen in the future because, as we said before, you can always redo it again. So do it now. Get the advantage, save the cash flow, and improve your quality of life, and you'll be ahead of the game.
Yes, Stewart's American Mortgage is a sponsor of the show, and I talk about the bagel loan all the time, but I have used it myself twice. And it's, you know, it's one thing if you're like, I don't sponsor scooters, but if I'm like, drink scooters coffee. I am a user of the bagel loan. I have done it twice. It's hard to sit here and explain how smart of a move this is and listen to myself say that over and over again and not assess my own personal situation. And the experience working with you, Stewie, was so simple. the close, if you're needing a quick close, how fast can you close?
10 days.
10 days.
10 days. We can make it in time for the holidays.
That's way faster than I have ever closed.
Can you, could people listening right now on December 6th have cash before the holidays?
Absolutely. Absolutely. You can have it done 10 days. We close by the 16th, by the 20th. You can have the money in pocket right under the tree or right by the
And no closing costs.
No closing costs.
So it doesn't cost you anything?
No, zero. Bagel looks like a zero. Easy, simple. That's why we invented it.
That's right. 314-324-4440. Stewie, thanks for coming in today. Love having you in the holiday season. I appreciate everything. Brian and Brad can tell you, like, being able to come in here and do radio where people turn on the radio and it's free. It's also free to turn it off. We don't get to do what we do without great partnerships and friendships like yours. So you're a good man who does good business, a customer myself, but also good friends. So thanks for being
here. Thanks,
today.
And you're great friends, and thanks for having me. And happy, happy holidays, guys.
Thank you.
Happy holidays to you. All right. 314-324-4440. If you are interested in contacting Stewie, he does receive text messages at that number, and it is his personal number. So if you have any questions, if you're not sure you want to get into the whole thing yet, or if you just want to start the conversation, you can reach out to him at 314-324-4440 or just Google Bagel Loan. Thank you, Stewie. We will see you again soon. Let's take a quick break and hand it over to the B, or not the B, in Wiggins America next.
Get more at 971talk.com.